And it's time again for another segment of Back to the Movies with Melanie Cutting. Welcome, Melanie.
Well, thank you. Nice to be here. Yep, so I did see a movie, and it was, I had, for whatever reason, thought that the Steven Spielberg, the latest Steven Spielberg, I guess it's a blockbuster, had already come out, but it hasn't. It's coming very soon, though. So we went to the movies anyway and said, well, we'll see something else. And there was a couple of choices that we looked at. One is called Scary Movie, and it's actually Scary Movie 2, but they don't mention that. And they spoof all of the horror movies that have come out in the past few years, and it looks quite funny. But we said, well, we're going to do something different. We'll do something we don't do much of, which is to go and see a scary movie, a horror film. They are their own genre, and they're very popular, but less so with folks in my age bracket. But we said, well, this particular movie, which is called Obsession, has been getting very, very good reviews. And not that I always believe reviews, sometimes they're just not accurate in my opinion, but in this case we said, well, let's check it out. So we went off to the Maison de Cinema to see Curry Barker's film called Obsession. This was after last week having seen the movie Pressure. And so it was like Pressure was the movie from the previous week about D-Day, and this movie was, sorry, I don't have it in front of me, but a similar word in French meaning obsession. So we're on a roll here. Anyway, just to kind of go a little further ahead, the movie, it centers on a young man, a really kind of shy guy, and he has an obsession with a young woman who is a friend, and essentially, you know, a friend, not much more than that. In fact, nothing more than that. And they have a little circle of friends, all of whom seem to be associated with a music store where they work. And it's the story of the young man who's quite desperate to get a date and a relationship with a young woman named Nikki, who's part of this little group. And so he rehearses it a little bit, and he talks to his friends about it. And finally, one day he discovers a kind of a magic shop, magics and curios and things like that, and finds a device called One Wish Willow, which claims that if you make a wish and then break this box, you'll get your wish. So the phrase, be careful what you wish for, is one that keeps reverberating throughout this movie, because what happens is the young man makes a wish that Nikki, the girl that he is smitten with, will essentially love him. And of course, that's what happens. And he is, but she is obsessed, hence the name of the movie. She is totally obsessed with him and with this idea of having a relationship. So it goes from, she's actually a very pretty young woman, and she goes nuts. She just goes bonkers. And it's just really, really, really well done. I don't think I need to go into all the, you know, all the various scenes. Some of them are actually quite funny. A lot of them are very scary. And I should mention that in the theater, just in two seats down from where I was sitting, there was like a grown guy who had the most out and out scare reaction I've ever seen in anybody. And especially like a guy who was a grown guy. So it was like, oh my goodness. So he periodically would go, oh my God. Oh, okay. So partly that was just funny, and partly it was it made me, there was one part that I genuinely was scared, but a lot of it was just kind of this is just fun to watch. These young men and women are really good at what they do, and I can kind of see why it's getting such good reviews. In fact, better reviews than some much bigger budget movies like The Mandalorian and The Grogu, which did well on its first day and then sort of went down. This one has just been getting a whole lot of good word of mouth. So here's my recommendation. If you have any inclination to see horror movies, this is a good one to see. I think you'll enjoy it. There are some surprises, and it's mostly just an interesting story, not super original, but an interesting story. And what happens in the movie is kind of like, oh my gosh, I could have told you that was what was going to happen because you made this wish without thinking very much about it. And you could have wished for so many other things that would have been more sensible, but you were just intent on winning this young woman's everlasting affection. And that's essentially what happens. So anyway, so my recommendation for this week is, this is a kind of a fun movie. If you happen to be a teenager or a young adult, you might enjoy it more than if you are an older person, unless you're truly a horror film aficionado. And the two people who play the lead roles are so good, and they both made something like two other movies each. And the director, this fellow Curry Barker, he made like one movie before this one. So these guys are newbies in the field, and I think they're all going places. Certainly Curry Barker, who's the director, and the young woman is played by somebody named Indy Navarette. And I think she has the look that young women get who become quite successful. They're very, very pretty, and in her case, also very talented. So I think I will have more to say on movies next week when I think I will have at that point watched the Steven Spielberg film. But that hasn't happened yet. So next week, Steven Spielberg.
Thanks again, Melanie, and have a great week.
Yep, thanks. You too.